This is Akashwadi Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Governor K.T. Parnaik released a book titled Birds Are Poems, 100 Narrative Poems at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The book has been authored by Professor Tomo Ruba, Vice Chancellor of Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat. Commending Professor Ruba for his literary contribution, the governor said that the book beautifully highlights the significance of birds, one of nature's most precious gifts through poetic expression. He noted that the collection will raise awareness about the vital role of birds in the ecosystem and underscore the importance of every living creature in nature. The governor expressed hope that the book will inspire readers to appreciate and protect these winged wonders. The governor also remarked that each poem carries moral and cultural significance, helping to preserve and promote the rich heritage and traditions of Arunachal Pradesh. He suggested that the book be translated into local languages to further support the promotion of indigenous dialects. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Amin today congratulated the kickboxers from the state who brought home 10 medals, including 3 gold, 4 silver and 3 bronze from the 4th WAKO Indian Open International Kickboxing Tournament held in New Delhi. In a social media post, Amin mentioned Robin Diori, Taison AK and Chamchak Mosang for their stellar gold medal performances. A big shout out to Kishore Thapa, Jipe Lombi, Bishal Mura and Shorita Shrestha for winning silver, and to Rantu Sonowal, Wangjoy Kungko and Wangshim Ngaimong for bringing home bronze. Special thanks to our dedicated coach Gopal Moranji in shaping these champions, the Deputy CM wrote in his post. The 10th edition of the Arunachal Film Festival began at TNZ Cinema Itanagar today. The edition was formally inaugurated by Minister for Education RD and Tourism PD Sona. Sona commended the IPR Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh and the Film Federation of Arunachal for coming up with the festival. He urged the youth to harness the endless opportunities provided to them. The minister highlighted the state government's declaration of 2024-25 as the year of youth and stressed the key role of youths in shaping both the nation and the state. On the occasion, a short documentary film on the life of pioneer filmmaker of the state, late Taro Chatung, was screened. On the first day of the film, a film called Numb, depicting the psychology of a teenager dealing with separation of parents, directed by Janet Bingham Jamir, was screened. Women and Child Development and Cultural Affairs Minister Dasanglu Pul released 6 pictorial glossary books of Mayor dialect during the 17th La Chut Festival of the Mayor tribe at Tinai village in Anjao district yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Pul emphasized the significance of preserving and promoting mother tongue to protect the state's diverse and rich cultural heritage. She applauded the Rewaj Center for Mother Languages research team and the Mayor community for their effort. Their books were published under the initiative of the Rewaj Center for Mother Languages, RCML, under the theme Tai Chu Ning Mayor Lai Ling Chai, which means Let Us Learn Mayor. The District Legal Metrology and Consumer Affairs Department Tawang conducted a comprehensive inspection in Lungla Subdivision today. During the inspection, several traders were found violating the Legal Metrology Act 2009 and the Packaged Commodities Rules 2011. A total of 9 offenders were booked for selling pre-packed commodities without mandatory declarations. To ensure compliance with legal standards, the department also conducted public awareness sessions, educating traders and consumers on the do's and don'ts regarding proper packaging and accurate weight measurement. The department further urged all traders to comply with the prescribed rules and regulations to protect consumer rights and maintain ethical trade practices. A motivational and counseling session was organized by the West Kameng DC Akritik Sagar and along with SP Sudhanshu Dhama at Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya Nafra yesterday. The session emphasized the importance of self-discipline, hard work and resilience in the face of adversity. Speaking on the occasion, the dignitaries encouraged students to set clear goals, maintain a positive mindset and remain consistent in their efforts. The objective of the session was to inspire and guide the girl students of JNV Nafra in achieving their goals. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.